In the 1980s, guitarist Peter Greenberg was playing in a critically acclaimed and influential garage rock outfit called The Liars. But Greenberg had something different in mind. He wanted to put together a hard-charging, 50s-influenced black rock and roll rhythm and blues band. All he needed was a lead singer. Enter the New Jersey-born Barry White, who would be rechristened as Barrence Whitfield. And Barrence Whitfield turned out to be exactly what Peter Greenberg was looking for, and Barrence Whitfield and the Savages were born. What the Cramps did in the 1980s for obscure rockabilly, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages did for rhythm and blues and black rock and roll. After a 25-year hiatus, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages are back at it. They've released 4 records since 2013, their latest, Soul Flowers of Titan. We spoke to Barrence Whitfield from a rehearsal space in Cincinnati in advance of his Wednesday night appearance at Bar None in downtown Springfield, along with the Atlanta-based garage rockers, The Woggles. So tell me about how you and Peter Greenberg got together and decided to form what would later become Barrence Whitfield and the Savages.
A friend of mine is putting together a new band. He wants a black singer, kind of like Little Richard, to sing, you know, lead for him. And he said, I think you'd be right. So he hooked me up with Peter, and we got together and talked and went over his house. He made some nice chili, hot chili, and we started talking and, you know, about music and records and stuff. And so the first record I pulled out of his thing, he said, I want to do this. What do you think? And the first song I think I heard was Mama Get the Hammer Flies on the Baby's Head. And I said, oh my God, this is pretty wild. I'm a Sam Cooke, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding fanatic, Little Richard, of course, you know, that kind of music. And that's what I grew up with. I also grew up with gospel music in my house, too. Just to bring it back, I mean, I think it was, you know, Pete's idea. I think he was the guy that really instilled it into me, and he wanted to do it because he loved it and still does to this day. And he wanted to just, you know, put a tinge on it because he played with the Liars and DMZ, which were already cult bands in Boston and well-known around the world. So we started playing, and next thing you know, all these people started gathering at our shows. Once they saw us live, and then they saw me with my pants ripped from shred to shred, you know, having blood coming down the side of my mouth, they said, this is real rock and roll. We better pay attention to this. And they did. For those first 3 years when we were together, it was just, just amazing energy, and just people it was just something they needed, I think. I'm running from door to door. I'm slowly losing my mind. I end up drinking wine. I'm going down. Need your help. But it was just one thing. Once we started going, we just kept going. And you know, we're not spring chickens. Well, I'll tell you, just the energy just came back, the desire and just the forwardness of the music just came back in our bloods, and we were able to bring it back together. I remember playing a gig in Spain, and this young kid came, you know, backstage at the end of the night, and he said, you guys were great. You were like, your music is primitive, like from the Stone Age. And we went, that's what we want.
is not real.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a double treat for both the Springfield, Illinois, and the people that are coming out. They're going to see two energetic bands, not go after each other, but go with each other, just out there entertaining, giving blood, sweat, and tears to the many who need it in this time of need. So we want everybody to come out and have a good time, forget about what you've been thinking about on your internet, on your TV, or someone beeping behind you. Keep it going. Keep it move. You're going to move to music, rock and roll. This is it, brother. This is it.
You know she got a Sunday punch. You know you got to face the pain. Kiss a hand, a kiss the canvas, and love you through the standing hate. I'm the corner man. I'll show you what you're doing wrong, boy. Yes, I can. Kevin's not the cut. I'll teach you how to go the distance before you're on the ropes again. Falling through the ropes again.